Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of building Python packages directly within Kestra. Pretty cool, right?
Absolutely. Building custom Python packages can be super useful, especially when you need to share code across different workflows. This sounds like a game changer.
Exactly. Will's walkthrough shows how to leverage Kestra's namespace files to create reusable Python packages. First, you sync your Python project's Git repository. This makes your project files readily available as namespace files within Kestra.
Got it. So like all the project files, including dependencies, get synced?
Yep. Everything you need is right there in Kestra. Then you use Kestra's Python script tasks to build your package, either a tar.gz or a wheel.
I see. And this build process happens within a Kestra workflow itself? That's pretty neat.
Totally. It's all streamlined. After the package is built, you upload it to a different namespace, kind of like creating a private library for your team.
Ah, so the users don't need to worry about the build process. They can just access the ready-to-use package. Smart.
Precisely. The walkthrough also shows how to use these packages. For instance, the install from zip workflow demonstrates using pip install directly from the namespace file. No need to pull packages from external repositories.
Interesting. It's almost like having a local package repository within Kestra.
Exactly. The example even shows a practical use case, standardizing date formats using a custom utility function within the package. Pretty handy.
Indeed. And what about using wheels instead of zip files?
Good question. The walkthrough also covers that. Wheels are generally preferred over zip files for Python packages. They're more lightweight, faster, and more portable.
I see. Interesting. So using this method, you can essentially build your Python packages once and reuse them across multiple workflows within Kestra.
Yep, this eliminates code duplication and streamlines the development process. Overall, a very efficient way to manage custom Python code in Kestra. A very neat trick Will has shared with us today.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking it down for us. This will definitely be helpful for anyone working with Python in Kestra.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's all the time we have for today's episode. See you all next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.